Anisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
Today, right here joining me in studio is, of course, two very important people from the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Arnold Detoit and, of course, Petunia Aboleka, who in just a minute, we're going to be talking about reflections that you need to do before your exams. It is, of course, 1407 here at UNISA Radio, the African voice, and it is all about you. Now, exam time has to be the most stressful period on a student. This is where your knowledge to your studies is examined. And in most cases, this brings about anxiety, stress, and even overwhelming stress. Today, we look at how one can or should reflect on all they have studied or prepared for their exams. I did say today that I'm joined by Mr. Arnold Detoit and Ms. Petunia Aboleka, who are going to be taking us through as to how does one reflect before their exams. Good day, and thank you people for joining me today.
Thank you, Tumela. Great being with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now it's that time of the year again where everyone is just, you know, overwhelmed with anxiety, stress, and nerves, you know, because this is the time actually where we are going to be examined, you know, especially for what we did during the year for this for this semester. You know, it all comes back to this. Now, you know, let me just pause. Like, how does one reflect on their studies, since, you know, the topic of the day is reflections before exams? Can you just tell me, how does one reflect on their studies?
Tumela, I'm thinking now, you know, the scenario that you sketched of being in a stressful time and all those things. And I think if you think of the word reflect, it means taking a pause, just stopping a bit and stepping back and starting to think and starting to allow things to clear up a bit, but also to be facing and dealing with some realities.
Okay, just to add on what my colleague was saying is that reflection is about how ready you are.
Yeah.
How ready are you to write for that exam? So it takes back to you being able to manage your time and also the confidence that you have. You understand? So, like, for example, in terms of the attitude that you have towards that module, how do you feel about that? It will determine on the reflection if you feel that you want, or you feel that you are ready to write these exams. How does that make you feel? Because sometimes you find that there are those modules that are maybe not more challenging for you, and then you find it easier, like, to prepare for those exams. But then you find that there are those modules that are very challenging for you. How do you prepare for that? So it comes to being able to manage your time and reflecting on how ready you are to write the exam.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, and thank you guys for just stressing out as to what actually is reflecting on your exams. You know, like, it's more of a how do you feel, and actually looking at to how well prepared you are. So you know, for someone out there, or anyone who especially interested into knowing, is there actually a difference between reflection and actual studying? And if so, which one is more beneficial?
Okay, so when we talk about studying, okay, we have different ways of studying. For example, there is critical reading.
Okay.
Critical reading is when you are reading to understand.
Okay.
And then there is just, you know, reading because you want to pass. There is a difference between, you know, studying to pass and also studying to understand.
Yeah.
These two are different. Studying to understand is when you can be able to unpack everything, like knowing those things, you know, by heart. But then if you're studying to pass, you end up maybe being like cramming, it's like a backward, because then when you for second semester, when you come across maybe that module, and but maybe it's module two, for example, those things are like a continuation of what happened in the first semester, and then you start over by cramming again. Then it's like a back and forth. But when you are studying critically, making effective notes and being able to, like, unpack, like, say, for example, for a study unit, you have like a summary of what was happening in your study unit, and then you have like a way forward on what's going on in here. So there are two different things of, you know, critical studying and also studying to pass.
With the reflection and the studying and learning, one can also think that they feed into one another. So when you're studying, you should think a bit, what am I busy with? Am I achieving what I should be achieving? Am I still focused? So it's a matter of making an assessment of what one is busy with. Of course, now, before the exams, one has a greater need for such an assessment because one is very involved in all matters of things that may cause insecurity or anxiety. But yes, they feed into each other.
Okay, now it actually makes a sense now, and you know, with what you guys have just put to me now, you know, just making the and hopefully for our listeners too, just making the picture a little bit vivid as to the difference between the two. With reflections before exams, how long or when exactly should one reflect on their studies?
Okay, so you know, it doesn't really have to be like a fixated like time of how much time you should spend on reflecting.
Yeah,
it should be about, you know, what is it that you need to reflect upon. Mm. Are you reflecting upon the confidence, or are you reflecting upon the attitude?
Mm.
It should also be like a realistic reflection. Mm. If your reflection is like vague, then it won't like be able to make sense. Mm. Like for example, if you say I want to pass, you know, this reflection, it's a little bit vague. But when you like break it down, I want to pass, but then I want to focus on this this type of material for me to pass. Then at least now you have like a realistic of how to go about your studies. You have like an insight of where to start for you to achieve that outcome goal of passing. What is it that you need to do? Then the reflection becomes a little bit more easier for you.
Okay. All right. Now it actually does make sense, because it sometimes you find yourself that you as an individual, you're out here studying and actually do not get time to reflect. It's actually something new to so many people and myself, if I may put, you know, because we are all this view that, you know, we just need to study and, you know, just pass and go on to the next thing. And
well, if you think of the word reflection, it's you pause for a moment, you make an assessment, you take stock. Where am I now? I'm needing to get to this objective or to that outcome. What's happening now? What have happened before? So you evaluate, you say, where do I stand? So you're asking some questions, and what is going on in my life, and what will cause me to fail, and what will contribute to success? So let's play with the C's. Cause to fail, those things I want to manage, and what will contribute to success? What are those things that I can activate? So if you look at what it is that you should be looking at, what it is that you can reflect about is, for instance, the workload. How much work have I done? How much work am I left with? And some others, but we can come to them.
Okay, just to add on what Anol is saying, reflection is about, okay, now that you have studied, how much do you know?
Yeah.
And also, how much do you still need to know? Those kind of things, being able to just to see, okay, where am I now, and also where am I going? That is a reflection.
All right. And is there, you know, we're just painting the picture and just making it more vivid, you know, are there any strategies or method as to how one can actually reflect? Because, you know, one might be of the view that, okay, if I'm reflecting, I'm just going to sit there and think about what I studied. And, you know, and that's where you actually stress most, because you go back to, okay, now I was thinking about what I studied, and actually now I'm forgetting, you know, things that I've studied. As you have mentioned before, okay, now let's just deal with this, with the strategies as to what are the methods or strategies of reflection.
Well, look, I think in a sense, reflection can be a strategy or a tool to determine where am I, and it will take some thinking. It's not just like, now I'm reflecting, now I'm worrying, what can I do? So when you say, what can I do, you say, okay, what can I do? And you look at some planning, you look at your time, you look at the workload, you look at the number of modules that you have, you look at where can I start, you look at what are the objectives or study outcomes that I must reach, you look at what is the structure of the exam paper. So all of these things, you must get clarity and have a clear picture. As you say, you must have a vivid picture of all these things so that you can strategize to look at this. So let's say you must discover your, let's play with the S's.
Yeah.
You must discover your strengths. What have I been good at? In other words, what will contribute to my success? Mm. Build on those strengths and then develop, look at the skills that you've acquired. So strengths and skills, and then strategize, make a plan, and then score.
All right, so this is the triple S.
No, there are in fact four of them.
Oh, there's four of them.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Strengths, so skills, strategies, and scoring. Scores.
You heard it here right here first on Unisa Radio. Do you want to add on that?
Okay, just to add on that, I think, you know, like Arnold said it all. You need to set yourself a goal and then you imagine yourself. Mm. And also you need to make a change. Mm. How are you going to make that change? Like the actions.
Yeah.
That's what he meant when he said to score.
Yeah.
To make that change, that ultimate change.
The outcome of it all.
The outcome of it.
Oh, all right. Now, and of course with this, it actually brings one into more a proper relationship with your studies, because now you just don't study, and then, you know, you reflect, you check on it, you know, there's a seed that you put in and you actually go there and water it. Is there, in your personal opinions, guys, a time frame as to how to go on about reflecting? Maybe let's just say I've studied a module for the past 2 weeks, you know, in this past 2 weeks, and I'm writing next week. Is there a method of saying, okay, if I study today, I'll reflect tomorrow. If I study tomorrow, I'll reflect the other day. The question is, how often should one reflect on their exams preparation?
The most effective way is to have a daily reflection.
Mm.
For example, if you are preparing for your exams,
yeah,
and then you need to think about, okay, the study material or the study or like objective that you need to learn for these 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you've done that, just to know, to not to become overwhelmed, then you take a moment and then you reflect on that alone. Mm. Because if maybe you are reflecting on things that are happening maybe 2 weeks after you have studied, and then it can make you feel tired or to reflect.
Mm.
But then if you reflect just after that, you know, study objective, like it's okay, study 1.1, for example, then you just study that alone and then you reflect on that. It becomes much, like, it becomes more easier for you to even remember of what you have studied.
Mm.
But then if you're going to reflect after 2 weeks, for example, before the exams, it becomes very overwhelming for you to even remember of what am I exactly reflecting upon.
On.
Yeah. But then when you reflect on a daily basis, then it becomes more easier, is even when you're making like a reflection.
Yeah.
It becomes more easier for you to like go back to
and actually look and understand.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like what you, the term that you use, the proper relationship with the studies. I think that's a very, very excellent term. Now, I think this reflection, it's not like it's just something apart and on its own. It's interwoven. It's like part of the let's say it's a soup. It's one of the ingredients of the soup. But let us say part of the reflection is to stand back, and let's play with P.
Okay.
So you get perspective and you get positive and motivated. So stand back to get perspective and to get positive, because we can be caught up in feelings and emotions, and we may not have our attitude quite clear and our thinking.
Yeah.
So when you reflect, you say, okay, it's bad, but it's not all that bad.
Yeah.
And things are difficult, but hey, I've made it up to now and I've done lots of work.
Mm.
And let me just focus and refocus and be positive and stick to my planning and to what I must do. And then say, how can I do it? And then you take all those things that you need to do and you break them up into smaller parts which you fit into your available time.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at your objectives that you need to achieve. So reflection is built in, but it's also taking a pause, taking a small break, a thinking break, and say, well, let me just get motivated. Let me get the perspective and be positive and push.
Mm.
There's a third one.
So that's the point. It actually takes me back to the last interview that we had with you, Mr. Arnold, when the guest that you came with actually introduced a new term to us, which was a French word, I can't even pronounce it.
I think it was that you just reward
you
yourself.
Just
acknowledge,
yourself.
Hey, I've done something good now.
And
let me just enlighten my spirits or light up in my spirit and say, okay, let me acknowledge this. And you can do that perhaps by taking a small break or giving yourself an extra pat on the shoulder, whatever. Yes.
Do you think a reflection does go hand in hand with that in terms of, you know, when I've been studying this and maybe, you know, let me just reflect, and your feelings towards your reflection should actually be accompanied by you giving a pat on your shoulder.
Yeah. If I think of that example that you're using, the idea was that you give yourself a small reward.
Yeah.
And now as we're talking, I think just feeling positive, saying, okay, acknowledging, or saying, hey, this path is still long and difficult, but at least let me acknowledge what I've done up till now, and let me just get perspective and focus on the main matters and not get caught up in all sorts of funny small things.
I think the most important thing is that we expecting people to pat us on our shoulders, but then we never really look back on, okay, of all the things that I do not know for now, for preparation of my exams, what is it that I know, you know, how far I have come to this point. Those kind of things are the things that are the little small things that we sometimes we don't even imagine that it may have like a positive impact on our lives.
Yeah.
We're waiting for someone to say, yes, you well done, you did good. Mm. But have you ever maybe looked back on what you have done great and then just pat yourself on the shoulder?
For yourself, you know, that's just weird. I think
I like that idea, saying to yourself, well done.
Yeah, well, because, you know, sometimes we many people, and I'm also going to talk to people on my behalf, you actually doing things to please someone else. And, you know, I think that's where this whole pressure and nerves and thing comes back to you as a human being, because now you've got this ideology of saying, you know, what are people going to say with my marks, what are people are going to say with my thingy. And I actually do like that. Thank you so much for putting for putting it to us. Now, just before I let you go, good people, any parting remarks from you guys in terms of reflection, of course, before exams?
Well, in a nutshell, believe in yourself.
Mm.
Acknowledge that you've done a lot of work. Acknowledge that you can still tie up what you need to tie up. And acknowledge also that you must be positive and not get caught in spirals of self-doubt. And know that there is light and it is shining brightly.
Wow, thank you so much, Mr. Arnold, for that. And parting remarks from you, ma'am?
I just want to say, like, the excuses, for example.
Yeah.
Excuses. People should at least maybe, you know, try to acknowledge that, okay, now that they have not maybe performed well, they should just, you know, take responsibility for themselves that, okay, I did not pass this module because I did not prepare on time. And stop making being defensive, I received my study material. I know that it happens, but then you also need to think about, okay, now that I've received my study material late, what is it that I need to do? And also negotiating, or, you know, talking with your lectures.
I think that's something that people really need to make it a necessity in terms of studying. Now, lady and gentleman, you know, from me, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure, of course, talking to you, Mr. Arnold, you know, and especially at this time of the year where brains are in fire and emotions are, of course, escalating. And of course, nice meeting you, Miss Petunia Boloko. And thank you so much for joining me. We do hope to see you very, very soon. And of course, you know, let's just be together in this journey of writing exams.
Well, thank you very much, and success to each and every student.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm sure you heard it right here. You know, speaking to Mr. Arnold, of course, always saying things that actually catch our attention. Of course, today he's joined by Miss Petunia Boloko. You know, we learned. I learned something new last week. The last time he was here, I learned about the method of rewarding yourself, and today I learned about the S's and the P's. So we're doing this, taking it to alphabets, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. It is UNISA Radio, the African Voice, and it's all about you.
UNISA Radio, the African Voice. It's all about you.